This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock. So we got another hour left in the show. So plenty of time for you to call if you have some questions. And we do have a call on the line. So we'll get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Eileen's in Pituit.
Eileen, welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have two questions.
Sure.
Yesterday my son fertilized the yard with a winter guard by Scott.
Okay.
But he put the setting on 9, not on 3.5. Is that going to over-fertilize and it's going to kill the lawn?
You know, so 9 is all the way open. Did he use more than the bag that he had? Was it like, did he go back for like a second time to do it, or?
I had a bag that was half full, and then another bag that was a quarter full, the same. So he used almost a full bag.
Okay.
On a very small area. My lawn is tiny. It's probably maybe 1,000 square feet.
Okay, so did he use like a 5,000 square foot bag? Is that kind of?
He used a small bag, whatever the size is. But
all right.
He pretty much used it all up. He did use it all.
So here's what I'd like to see you do. And you can have him do this. have him water the lawn. Okay, I know it sounds, you know, we're not looking to grow anything. What we're doing is watering the lawn is going to help, move some of that fertilizer through the lawn and into a deeper parts of the lawn. So that's going to help there. I don't think it should burn much of it just because we haven't had a lot of heat to go with it, but I would water it in as much as you could, because what it's going to do is it's going to help some of it flush through the system.
Yeah.
So I would look to do that as part of the my process right now, just to try to get ahead of it. But you might be all right.
I have a lot of trees. So the leaves are already falling on the lawn, even though they were blown off before this fertilizing.
Yeah.
So they've already been a day, and there's quite a few leaves on the lawn already. Give it the water.
Yeah, I mean, what we're trying to do is just get the water into it to help leach out the fertilizer that's there.
Yeah.
And so the more you can do, the better.
Okay.
I mean, if you know, I don't think it's as long as the water's getting in there, that's really what I'm looking for at this point, and the sooner the better.
Okay.
I think that, you know, and the leaves, obviously, if he has time to blow them off, great. If not, I think you're going to be okay. We're really just trying to leach out the soil there.
Right. And also, I'm wondering if there's a fertilizer and acidifier for the hydrangeas to put down now, or do you put it down in the spring?
Well, so there is a soil acidifier for hydrangeas, right? So it's called specifically soil acidifier.
Right.
From Espoma, I would put that down now, knowing that if you need, you know, you probably do need it for the next season. That way, it has time to get into the soil. So you could put it down now, and then probably again in the spring to really get it going. I would see no problem in that.
Okay. And infuse.
Yeah.
I have a bag of that. Is this time of year to use that as well?
It's not going to do much for you at this point. Most of the lawn is not going to be worrying about diseases, etc. So I wouldn't use it at this point. It's more for a late spring, early summer type, because of the fact that it's infused is really meant to be a preventative versus a curative. And so use it maybe early May as a start to help prevent any fungus in the lawn from happening. So it's something you can use end of April, beginning of May, and it'll overwinter in a garage or anything without a problem. It's not going to, you know, not be viable next year. You'll definitely be fine.
And how about lime?
Lime, if you need to lime the yard, do it now, because if you're using regular lime, it's going to take, you know, about 6 months for it to really get into there. If you're using a fast-acting lime, that's fine, too, for using it now, because you're most likely it's going to work until the the winter hits, and then go from there. So you could put it down today if you wanted to.
The fast-acting lime?
Either one, to be honest with you, yes. And it's just going to give you a head start for next year.
Which is more effective?
So the fast-acting lime you can put up to 3 times in one season, whereas your regular pelletized lime can actually take 6 months to really start working, and it's harder to move your pH up to a higher level, to a better level for you with regular lime versus the fast-acting lime.
So what would you suggest, the fast-acting or the long-term one?
The fast-acting would be the way I would go.
Okay. And I've already put down polytone around the hydrangea.
Okay.
So even so, I could still put down the acidifier as well?
Yeah. Have you had the soil tested or anything along those lines?
I have not.
Okay. So, the plants like, you know, they like acidic soil, but, you know, New England has a lot of acidic soil as it is. And so I would just test out the soil to see where we're at. That way we're not putting too much acidity in there, because too much can be, you know, too much.
I'm basically sand.
Okay. Well, then, you know, if it's kind of leaching through is most likely what's happening, then you could definitely be fine to do it, I honestly.
Okay, my last question, looking for hydrangeas that actually respond well with maybe 4 hours of sun top.
Okay. You know, one that would be good in that area might be the Incredible hydrangea. It's a white hydrangea that has huge flowers in it. It takes a couple seasons to really get established, but once it does, it's awesome. I had given one to my in-laws a couple years ago. They put it in the front of the house underneath a little area that really gets not a lot of sun. And this year, after about 2-3 seasons, it was huge and awesome looking. That one I definitely recommend. I've seen it, you know, what it can do. You could also look at the Annabelle hydrangea. Annabelle is a old-style hydrangea, but it definitely will do well in the shade. It is a white. A lot of the shade-tolerant, where it's more shade, are going to be the white flowering hydrangeas for you. An Endless Summer can take some shade, but not at, you know, full-day shade. So you might want to, you know, it could do all right there, but I'm more interested for you for shady areas in the white hydrangeas are going to do the best.
What about there's a blue one that almost looks like a lace.
It looks like what?
Lace, the lacy flower.
So there are some that'll do there. I'd have to, I can't remember off the top of my head which one that is. I think it's like a blue jay or a blue something along those lines. If you hang tight, I can look it up and see what I'm thinking, and on the other side of the break give you that answer. So hang tight. I do have to take a break. I will be back in a few minutes.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Eileen about some different hydrangeas that would do well in the shade. One of the ones I was thinking about was called Blue Billow. There's some others, like Tiny Tough Stuff, which is a blue, like, lace cap type hydrangea would do well right there. But yeah, there's a few out there you could definitely do.
Okay. And also, is it good to transplant hydrangea now or in the spring?
You know, I would wait to the spring. For you there, just to make sure it's taken care of. So, you know, your best bet's probably going to be wait till the spring, honestly.
Okay. Yep. And if you, just to recap, the infuse is used in the spring as well to prevent any kind of fungus or.
Yeah, so we're using the infuse as a preventative in the spring versus a curative. And so you would use that early in the season to make sure that it's taken care of.
Okay. And is it possible to fertilize at this time, say, in late December? We get very little snow here. The winters are pretty mild.
So as long as the ground is not frozen, you can. The other thing I would look at is down on the Cape, they tend to have a few more rules and regulations of when you can and cannot fertilize.
Mm-hmm.
So just check with the town, website for fertilizer. I know Falmouth down there has a, once a certain time hits, you can't fertilize. And then again, you're not allowed to fertilize until a certain time in the spring. So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate
right.
it.
You have a great rest of your day.
And you as well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got about a half hour left in the show. So hopefully today you're going to be able to spend some time outside this morning. It's nice and warm. Already 70 degrees where I am. You know, the sun's not really out. It makes it easier to work out there and just enjoy your time out there. We do have a couple more calls, so I want to get right to those. Nathan, who's up next?
Olga's in Cape Cod.
Olga, welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. How can we help you today? Olga, you with me?
Hi.
Good morning.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. It was beautiful weather here on the Cape. I have a question. I was pulling some aggressive English anemones yesterday, doing some weeding. But I want to know if this is the time to fertilize, like the acid-loving plants, like skimmia, holly, and...
Definitely, you have time right now to do it with like a holly tone, one of those types. But mm-hmm. you want to use it at half the rate that you would use in the spring, right? So, you know, if you were to use a pound in the spring, you're using half a pound now. The package will tell you exactly how much to use per the plant that you're looking for, but it's half the rate. Because we don't want to promote new growth. We okay. want to promote root development, and that's what's going to happen by doing half the rate.
Okay. Yeah, and then fertilize it again in the spring?
Yes, definitely. That point, that's when you're going to do the full rate of fertilizer. And depending upon what it is, sometimes some of the other plants will actually ask to be fertilized multiple times during the season.
Okay, and I have camellias that I've been protecting every winter. One of them is about 8 feet high. I've got a couple of smaller ones. I have a plastic sheet that I wrap around the big one and the little one. Do you think that's necessary when it's that size?
I think so. I think just helping prevent any damage like that's just going to help you with the long term plant. Okay.
Yeah, protecting it from the wind.
Yeah, okay. that's what we're looking for and to do. Right. If you have some more questions, hang tight for me. I got to hit a break. I'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
USA Radio News.
At least 38 people were injured in a Manhattan apartment building fire, which authorities believe was caused by a lithium-ion battery connected to a micromobility device.
This is close to our 200th fire this year, where the cause of the fire is a lithium-ion battery. This particular apartment, we believe, the occupant was repairing bikes in the building.
Officials did not release any further details about those injured. Tim Berg has the latest on this election cycle being very pricey.
This election cycle could be the most expensive ever. Analysis from the nonpartisan watchdog group Open Secrets estimates that 2022 elections are expected to cost more than $16.7 billion. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Liz is in New Hampshire.
Liz, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Good morning.
I'm being attacked by this bittersweet vine. It's been in my yard for years, and you can't get rid of it. You pull and pull. This was before I realized how invasive it is. It's terrible. And I noticed my son has it growing in his yard, and I told him, you better get rid of that. And he actually broke out in a horrible rash, like poison ivy from it. So I guess what I'm wondering is there something? I can't use anything with poison. I accidentally poisoned myself once, so I never use poison at all in my yard. What can we do, to put on the vine to permanently kill it? Is there anything?
Well, so this is one of the hard ones to control organically, right?
Okay.
So this is one that dies from foliar and cutting down to the base and painting on there with an herbicide. Because this is one where if you find where it's in the ground and you make a cut, take a paintbrush and use the solution and paint it onto the fresh wound, it will go right deep into it and kill the root. A lot of people try to use like a Roundup type, right? You know, like a cleanup, or like a triclopyr. Triclopyr is an active ingredient in weed killers, like a brush killer, right? And what people will do is they'll cut the bittersweet down to the ground, leaving about like a half inch to an inch of a stem. And then instead of mixing it in water, they leave it as a concentrate form, take the paintbrush,
dip it into the solution, and then paint the open wound. And what that does is it creates a callus over it and absorbs right into the plant. And we want to do that as soon, really, as we've cut the branch. We don't want to wait a couple hours or anything because... Just like you or I, say we get a cut, right, and we put Neosporin on it, we're better off putting the Neosporin on it as soon as you get the cut rather than a couple hours or a couple days later. So that, you know, the killer is kind of like the Neosporin, if you will, absorbing into the cut, going into the root system and killing that way instead of spraying where you could just overspray and get on your skin, those types of things. This is the safer way to use a synthetic chemical like that.
Okay. My son thought he heard that the bittersweet goes dormant at this time of year, although I'm still ripping the little bugger out. But that it's better to do it in the spring. Does it matter what time of year?
Well, so this is the thing, right? So you're seeing the bittersweet berries this time of year, which means they're going to seed, which also means the birds are taking those the berries and then moving them everywhere else. And so, yes, getting rid of them in the spring is the best. But if you have time now and, you could try it out. But spring would probably be best. So you have the whole season to take care of it, because you're going to need to take care of it a couple times. This isn't just like a one-and-done type killer, because you'll cut a bunch of it, right, and then you'll have missed some of it because it's coming up from a seed or something like that. So it is a it takes a couple applications to do it.
What's the best? I was hoping I didn't have to use poison, but what would be the best one to use then? Can you give me a name on
one? Yeah, so Brush Killer from Bonide is a great product, right? And you can get that at a local garden center.
Okay.
So you're just looking for Brush Killer concentrate, right? Okay. You don't want it already mixed, like ready to use. You want a concentrate. There is a product out there as well that might be easier for you because it comes with what they call an applicator top. So it just kind of, it has a paintbrush mixed in already called Stump and Vine Killer.
Okay. Stump and, is that by Bonide?
Yeah, same company. And you can find it at a local garden center, definitely.
How do you spell Bonide? I'm a terrible speller.
It's okay. B-O-N. I-D-E.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Actually, that's what I put down.
And, you're not that bad of a speller after all.
No, I'm not, right? Oh, this stuff, I mean, this has been going on for years, trying to get rid of this. I never realized, and my brother-in-law gave it to me years ago, telling me it was a honeysuckle vine. And, you know, of course, then I, you know, transplanted all over the yard. And then, you know, you can't get rid of pulling. It wasn't until a conservation officer in New Hampshire, because I would go get plants from them, told me how invasive this is, especially in, you know, in the woods, that it's taken over large areas of the woods and just destroying the forest.
It really is. And that's why they've outlawed in many states now the sale of bittersweet. We used to sell it regularly like it was like a regular shrub. And that's why a lot of cities and states have looked into things like this to say, all right, maybe we shouldn't be selling these plants anymore.
Now, I had just
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. I can't hear you. Yeah, you're in a bad service spot. I'm so sorry. I can't hear you at the moment.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Perfect.
Okay, yeah, because I stopped the car. But anyway, so, yeah, in the 40s, I guess the conservation officer was telling me these people brought the bittersweet in, you know, because of the berries and all that. And what's weird is I spotted so much of it in my son, Jack. He had no idea what it was. And when I saw him, you better get rid of that. And so somebody in his area must have the seed. He don't have any berries on his. So somebody in his area must send for the birds to, you know, distribute the seeds, I guess. No,
definitely. And birds can obviously fly in a good amount of area. And that's one of the main things that does it. And that's why it's considered so invasive.
Yeah. I never see the birds eat it, though. I've been feeding the birds 40-something years. Not one of them eats the berries. But just one other thing. I think this, the guy had told me there is a natural one that grows in our area. It's not invasive. I think this one is called a Chinese one, or where it comes from. Is the other one, I think, called American? Is that true?
There is, but I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't trust either in one of the bittersweet. They just kind of go nuts. I'd just get rid of all of it, to be honest.
You never can get rid of it. It just, but anyways, I won't go on about it. Oh, it's the bane of my life. So, I can't thank you enough, dear.
No
problem. And I love your show.
Thank you so much. You have a great rest of your day, Liz.
You too, dear. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And, yeah, bittersweet. I mean, everybody used to sell it at garden centers for years upon years. Now looking back at it, it's like, oof. It's the same thing that's happened to some other plants, like burning bush, right? Barberry has done this as well in some of the areas. There's a number of invasive species type plants, like a Norway maple, the Crimson King Norway maple, which is my favorite tree out there. You can't buy in Massachusetts because they're considered invasive based on how the seeds fall and move around. So, you know, we've done a lot more in the research department when it comes to these plants to help eradicate. But really, bittersweet is one of those hard ones. You just can't get rid of unless you use something. It almost feels like it has to be like nuclear to get rid of it. But you can try it out. You know, one other product, I was just thinking about this. You could try using the product Adios as an organic weed killer, but it might need to be more of a foliar spray and using the concentrate onto the base. Try that out. That can be purchased from Natural Alternatives. It's a great product for that, so definitely think about that. It's more for a foliar killer. So maybe that could try some of it. But I honestly, with bittersweet, bamboo, some of those things, if you can get the paintbrush method done for that, I think you're more successful that way. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're about 15 minutes left in the show. So we're wrapping up here. You know, get out there today if you can. It's gorgeous out. It's going to be gorgeous tomorrow. Then it's going to start getting cold. We're going to start feeling that November temperatures and building from there. So definitely, today's one of those last days. So get out there and enjoy it. I know there's, you know, football on TV. But, you know, try to enjoy it if you can. You know, the other thing, and I mentioned this last hour, was to spray some of that wilt stop or wilt proof on your plants to make sure they are taken care of for winter. That spray holds the moisture in the plant, especially when it is cold and windy, like it can be in our area. That way the winter winds don't do damage. Now the other thing that's interesting is if you don't use all of it, look at using it to help with the drought. Right? I was talking with the gentleman from Wiltproof during the Arete trade show that I was at. And, you know, it's a new owner, but they're looking at saying, hey, drought conditions, you should be using this as well to hold the moisture in the plants. So, you know, one of the reasons why I bring that up is if you don't use it, right, all during the winter, you can use it during the summer to help with some of the drought conditions, keeping the moisture in the plant. So that's something that you should be thinking about as well. It's multi-purpose type use, not just a, you know, do it during the winter months. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. We'll come back, wrap up the show. If you have questions, call us. If not, hold on to the number for next week, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in a few, wrap up the show, and head into the new week. So we'll be back in a few.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92 $6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Do you have a call on the line, so we'll try to get to it before we end the show. So we'll go right there. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob's in Mass.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
It was got a little longer as the morning went on, but basically, if you could tell me what to do with these plants as far as cutting back or
okay.
adding what I have for fertilizer is Plantone, and tell me if I should put them on.
Okay.
I got some sedum that's really nice. It's about 2.5 feet, nice big blossoms. But I know I cut that back, but I forget if I did it in the winter or the spring.
Okay. What type of sedum was it? Was like an Autumn Joy?
Something like that. Might have had frost in the name.
Okay. So those are ones where you can cut them back in the fall or the spring. So either one you could do with the sedum.
Okay. And as far as fertilizer with Plantone?
You could use Plantone at half the rate of what they normally would want. So that's just a real quick on some of the sedums, right? They will turn almost like a reddish foliage color.
Yeah.
And some people like that, for winter interests. So you might actually wait a little bit and cut it maybe midwinter or even early spring. That's why it's one of those where it can be done at multiple times.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause even the flowers still look nice.
Yeah.
I have some Becky Daisy.
What is it again?
Becky Daisy.
Okay. So the Rudbeckia, or is it the Becky Leucanthemum?
You got me.
All right, that's fine. No worries. The Becky Daisy is a bright white with a yellow center, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Those are one that at this point has kind of started to die back.
Exactly.
Those you can cut back maybe to the ground or maybe a couple inches above the ground, depending upon the variety. Sometimes the bigger ones, if they're taller, if you cut them all the way back, they might only get so big for the next year. But this is a time you can do it as, you know, once the blossoms have started to fade and it's starting to turn yellow a little bit, you can definitely do it now.
And half on the fertilizer, too?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And then I have I think it's called a bloomering lilac.
Yep.
Can that be pruned at this time or no?
I wouldn't do it at this point.
Don't be cutting off the flowers.
Yeah, that's the problem, right? So you want to wait till it's done blooming. That's when you would do any of the cutting, anything really that's like a shrub that's flowering. You would wait till it's done blooming.
How about fertilizing that?
That you could do at half the rate. Now, sometimes a lilac would take some acidic fertilizer, but the plant tone would be fine. Just half the rate.
And then I got a couple Rose of Sharons. They're called Little Kim. They're like a dwarf. And I was wondering if I could prune those at this time.
I wouldn't on those. Those you would need to prune right after they flower.
Okay.
And those usually are flowering, July, August?
Exactly, yeah. Just missed it. In fact, for some reason, the leaves fell off. I don't even remember that happening last year.
Yeah, you know what? That just some of the drought has some issues with that, causing your plants to do that having issues. So I wouldn't be worried about it. I would just, you know.
That too?
Yeah, and you could actually water that plant until the ground freezes, especially since it lost its leaves early. What it's going to do is help store up energy in the plant for next season. It'll be very beneficial for you. And all the plants you have, you could do the same.
And that might have happened because those are in more of a planter that I made.
Yep.
Like beside the garage to us.
That could be it.
So it probably dries out more.
Yep.
And also, as far as hydrangeas, fertilizing those, I got some lace hydrangeas that are old wood hydrangeas.
Yep. So those, a lot of them will take more acidic soil, but you could fertilize them with the plant tone at half the rate. Anything's going to help it right now for next year. And then in the spring, if you want to push more blooms, use super phosphate first thing as the ground thaws.
Okay.
I have 10 seconds left, so I if you have some more questions, maybe call back next week or email, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks, Bob. All right, everybody. Have a great week. Get out there. Plant something. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you guys next week.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.